carry in a what of wood?
The long pieces for the fireplace. We have a special place, a box, especially to put wood in, you know what I mean?
Yes.
They throw it over the floor. You come in there with your wood, you put it right in there, in that box. They stand it all up in that, in that, you know, same thing in by the stove. We had a box especially for your, to put your woods in, kindling and stuff like that. You kept wood in there all the time. You didn't have to say, well, go get you some wood, I'm out of wood. They had wood in there. In the afternoon, that's the job for some of the kids, myself or some of the others. That was his job to see that was done. One of them, if he knew he had to do that, see I had water in the house. The other boy had to see that the chicken was fed. After the chicken was all in the chicken roost, make sure that the ladder was taken off and the door was closed so they couldn't get out. All that. You had to do that, because we had to do that, you had to take that ladder off of that, that goes up in the chicken coop down there, so the mink, the possum or the coon would go up there and eat them, kill them coon, they kill them chicken. We were setting up on big posts, you know, about that high off of the ground. And we had that post wrapped up with some iron, a little tin can, you know, so the coon couldn't climb up and get into that.
You had a lot of animals that would come and raid your chicken house?
We had a lot of, you had coon, minks, and possum, and everything all over the place, squirrels.
It's all sorts of...
Everything, there was all over the yard, everywhere. The squirrel used to come in the yard and eat corn with my chicken down there in the evening. All they were playing on the fence everywhere, up in the oak trees around the place. You could see squirrels everywhere. They didn't want to shoot squirrels because they were too small to hunt. My daddy said, it ain't worth a shot. Don't you shoot them squirrels, he said, they're too small. It ain't worth a shot. Today they shoot about 5 times at a squirrel before you kill him.
What kind of fence is this around your house? What kind of fence is this around your house?
Fence?
Yeah.
That's what they call a cyclone fence.
It's chain.
It's iron, I mean galvanized, fencing.
Yeah. Did you put that up recently or?
Huh?
You just put that up or it looks
new? No, I have the people that sells it. They don't want to put it up.
Yeah. What other things did you carry things in, like you carried, say, clothes and a what? Clothes. Now, when you're going out to the line, you hang clothes up, you carry them in a what?
That old basket. That was made out of, made out of wood.
Now?
Lats. Little lats, I know what kind of stuff this is. It's just little, some of it was made out of those bamboo, you know? You know what a bamboo cane is?
Yes.
The big bamboo, but they take and they split that.
It's called Babe Ruth, the big bamboo.
They formed, how many people was good at that? They warm them things up in the warm water, you know, they make the whole bottom like that. That they had all the whole bottom and then they raise them sides up like that and they go around and they weave that other little strip all the way around, you know, until they get to the top. And put that other part down in between there for the handles to pick it up. Some of them old times it was Cracker Jack and making those baskets, big baskets. I remember when we was on the farm down there, an old man down there used to make our baskets to handle corn, you know? Like we want to handle corn, like we want to sell corn, or we want to handle corn, or if we want to handle something like potatoes or peas or something like that, we come into a big basket, get 2 handles, one on each side. You get in there and you fill those things up, one on each side, you see. Bring it over there and then dump it where we want to go. Irish potatoes or sweet potatoes or whatever it may be. Anything. You got in the field, load those stuff in the cart, in the wagon, you know. We go down and we'd be digging potatoes. We'd put them in there and you take them out and go down and dump them. Keep on putting them in there. You get a load, go down and dump them in the cart. Just keep walking to the head. So we get them all. Irish potatoes, onions, and all that stuff.